Okay, put your hands on the radio. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Yes. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN and for Dave Flyer. And that is so hot.
It is. I mean, it's
just
I had
scary.
My headphones turned all the way up. And gosh, it's one thing to hear the music, but when you see the woman we're going to talk to, that's another thing. It's been called lightning in a bottle.
I believe it. I want to say it was about 15 years ago when we first met Joanna Connor.
Middle of the night, she came in here with Jamie Holatia, did a little blues for us, and it was such an honor to meet her, and boy, her...
And at that time, we thought, whoa, something's going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's going to be at Blues Fest next Thursday night. Blues Fest is here in Chicago. I know it's been a long time, but it's going to happen over at Millennium Park on Thursday night. You can see Joanna Connor. You can see her tonight at Kingston Mines, but first, let's talk to her and say hello, Joanna.
Hey, Joanna.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good. It's great to talk to you, and congratulations on your new album, Joanna.
Well, thank you. It was fun. Making that record.
Well, in fact, you worked on that with Joe Bonamassa, right?
Yes. He produced it, played on it, and it was on his label. So, yeah, very hands-on.
But it sounds like...
Allergies.
It sounds like he gave you your head for a lot of the stuff, because I just hear Joanna all over this record.
Oh, yeah. He just told me to get in there and do my thing. We basically recorded live. So he wanted to capture, you know, what I do on stage. And mm-hmm. he actually came down to Kingston Mines and watched me, and we kind of talked, and he had a game plan, and we went in the studio and just cut it.
Joanna, you just mentioned allergies. I caught you say, excuse me, my allergies. And boy, we can relate to that. How in the world do you get up there on stage night after night and just belt it out? Allergies or no allergies?
I don't know, because I'm insane. No, the music just kind of takes over. I mean, even beforehand, if you're feeling a little, you know, whatever, a little under the weather or something. Perfect. Once that music starts kicking in, I forget about everything and just get lost.
Is that the classic case of your adrenaline just takes over and there you go?
I believe that's what it is. Yeah.
Well, like
it's
this
Michael Jordan with the flu syndrome.
Yeah.
But it's I'm thinking about that note on the song that we opened with and how you hold that note and I'm like, whoa, where's she going with that?
That was Joe. He's like, just hold it. I want you to hold it for this many bars.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's go. You know, I'm not a smoker, so there you go. That's my
help. Yeah, that's true. You're right. Yeah. Well, you are smoking on guitar, that's for sure. And in fact, we were talking about you being on the show, and Lisa Dent, who does the afternoon show, said, oh, is she the one that people said she looks like a mom on stage? I said, yes, and she is a mom, too.
Yeah.
I am. It's authentic.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking that makes it even cooler that your mom, I bet your kids think you're pretty cool because you've been doing this all their lives, right?
Yeah, they were in the womb experiencing it. So, yeah, literally their whole life. So, you know, when I'm home, I'm just, you know, like anybody's mom, I guess. But when mom goes to work, it's a little bit different.
Uh-huh. Now, are your kids into music? Your son, is he into rap? Is he into blues?
He's a hip-hop producer. He's not a rapper, but he makes all the music. So
he's
had some good success. He has a local, they call him the Wall Street Rapper. Ross Mack and him are on the NBA 2020. And he's been on several TV shows, Tyler Perry shows with his music. So he lives in L.A. now.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, he is, And my daughter was actually a college basketball player. She grew up in Berwyn, Morton West, and went to Indiana State and then to Austin down to, and she coached for a couple years in New Mexico, so now she's back home, and job hunting with her master's, so she's the athlete.
Mm-hmm.
The athlete.
Well, the blues, Chicago blues, it just oozes out of every pore of you. I think people would be surprised that you're actually from Massachusetts, right?
I am. I grew up there. But, you know, I saw a lot of the Chicago bands growing up, and I was like, I want to go to Chicago. And I did. In 1982, I visited the city, and I fell in love with the city. I'm like, I'm moving there. And a few years later, I did.
What was it about Chicago that made you want to move here? Was it the blues scene? Was it the city in general? Or did you just feel this was your home?
All of the above, D, you know. But definitely the blues scene was paramount for me. But the whole city, I mean, first of all, it was beautiful. I felt, you know, growing up on the East Coast, I felt people here were more friendly, a little bit more laid back. And the city's just lovely, and it was vibrant, but it was everything for me.
But now,
and I don't regret it at all.
Let's talk some truth, though. 40 years ago, you're a white woman playing the blues. Mm-hmm. I envision you stepping off a train with your guitar. How mm-hmm. do you get the community to embrace you? I mean, how do you get them to listen to you to so that you can learn from them and you can show them that you really got it? You've got something going on.
Well, it was, I mean, definitely I had a very thick skin and I was very determined and I was very respectful because, you know, I know this is where the music was made and I was a student and I didn't come with any kind of attitude, but an attitude of learning and respect, like I said, and admiration. Mm-hmm. But I would be in these clubs, and I think when you're a musician, you kind of tell the way somebody's watching you that it's a little bit more intense than the average listener.
Hmm.
So Lonnie Brooks was actually the first one. He came up to me, and he's like, you know, hi, I'm Lonnie Brooks. And I still have an accent, but it was really heavy. Then he's like, where are you from? And he goes, oh, you're visiting? I said, no, I'm here to play the blues. And he looked at me, he goes, what do you play? I said, guitar. And he, like, handed me his guitar on a break. He's like, why don't you go sit in with my band?
Oh.
And that was at Blues on Halstead. It kind of just, it kept going like that. I'd go to a club, somebody would say something, they'd let me sit in. But it wasn't like, you know, he was absolutely gracious and welcoming. Other musicians, not so much. But after a while, it was like, I guess my talent and my sincerity
mm-hmm.
it won people over, you know?
Yeah, you had to pay your dues.
Well, you talk about your talent. Who, and I will take it back to the past 15 years, roughly, that we've known you. Who was your muse? Who or what was your muse? Because when we first had you in studio, we were blown away by your talent. But what I'm hearing on this album, whoa, some of the slide guitar stuff you're doing, you're just scary, lady.
Oh, the slide thing, it came about in a strange way. It was like some of the only guitar lessons I had was like in ragtime and Delta blues on acoustic, and the teacher also taught slide, which at that time I didn't really know anything about, and he was a great slide player, so I kind of ran with it. He taught me the technique, and then I just got lost in all the different slide players, you know, starting with like Robert Johnson, Blind Willie Johnson, and Elmore James, and more modern players, you know, the Allman Brothers, Ry Cooder,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just got, and then I kind of developed my own style, because when I came to the city, I backed other people up, and you know, a lot of times it's slide guitar. You have a special guitar set up for slide.
Mm-hmm.
They're in different tunings, blah, blah, blah. But I have one guitar. I would be the backup guitarist, and I would just throw the slide on and go, okay, I'm going to use it here. And so that kind of forced me to develop my own way of playing.
Do you use a metal slide or do you use a glass slide?
I use both. The only thing that's hazardous about glass is I have been at shows and dropped them on the stage and they break.
Oh,
oops.
Yeah. Oops is right. One time I only had one slide. I was playing Alone in the House of Blues, and I broke it, and I was like, oh, no. What do I do now?
Give me a lipstick case, right?
Yeah.
Who's got a lipstick case used to get?
Well, I tried everything. But anyway, so now I use metal mostly.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Joanna Connor. She is going to be at the Blues Fest, and there's an amazing lineup starting Thursday night here in Chicago. And we're going to come right back and visit with her. She's got a gig tonight at Kingston Mines, and she's got a brand new album out. Look her up. In fact, on our blog, you can click to the links to find out more about Joanna. So stay with us here on WGN.
Yeah, we got to talk. I hate to interrupt that, but if we don't, man, that's so good. We're talking with Joanna Connor, Steve King, and Johnny Putman, and for Dave Flyer. Joanna, I'm going to give you the oddest compliment you have ever received. When I listen to your music, I have the same reaction that I had the first time I ever heard Django Reinhardt. I can't help but smile. You just
made me chill.
Me too. I was like, that is so cool, Steve.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Wow. Keep going, Steve. I'm loving this.
You're just And your guitar play is just crazy.
But the fun thing is, I love watching you play because I always say to Steve, there's nothing like a musician like a Jerry Lee Lewis. I said this for the first time I went to see Jerry Lee Lewis. I didn't want to go see him. Steve loved him. I said, okay, we'll go see him. We got out of there and I said, you know, that man, he's connected to the piano. It's an extension of him. And that's the way you play guitar because you're not looking at your hands. It's just coming through you. And it's really an amazing thing to watch. In fact, I've got to ask you, since you've been doing this for a few decades now, how has social media, how has the internet changed your life? Because you've become quite the phenom when it comes to the videos that you put up on the internet.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was so resistant. I didn't even have like an iPhone for a long time. And my kids were like, come on, Ma, get rid of the flip phone. And then the internet just has been really great for me. I mean, it's kind of like the voice of the people in a way. So I'm very appreciative.
I would also think that it's got you a great worldwide following because that's the beauty of the internet. You've got fans over in Europe. They love you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brazil, all over. Mexico, like, it's just, I haven't even played Mexico yet, and I'm quite a few fans there. So, yeah, it's the beauty of the internet. We can just be all over the world. Yeah.
Well, how cool is it to know that somebody in Mexico is watching you jamming at Kingston Mines?
Yes.
I know.
Now, you do have a show. You have a show tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow, Kingston Mines, and actually a new venue for us down the street on Halsted called the Golden Dagger.
Oh.
I think it used to be called the Tonic Room. Yeah, so we're there Sunday, an early show.
Oh, good. So, yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. And then to answer a question from a couple of people who texted in, the Blues Fest is free. It's free of charge. And Joanna will be there Thursday night, and there's a great lineup. And so I would recommend that people just click on it. You're going to be hearing a lot more about who's going to be there. Anybody in particular, do you just go there and do your thing and get out of there because the crowd is so big? Or
is there somebody that you have to stick around and watch?
Yeah.
I usually I do like a double duty. I'll play the Blues Fest and then run to the mines or somewhere, but I'm not. So I'm gonna hang out. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna I have Saturday off and Sunday off, so I think you're gonna see me. I really wanna see a lot of the people. I mean, Toronto's after me, Jemiah Rogers is before me. I think they're both great, and I believe Shamika ends it, so yes. I mean, it's going to be a great night Thursday. So,
yeah, Thursday night is a smoking night.
By the way, I have a new thing on my wish list. I want to see you and Bonnie Raitt go toe-to-toe with slide guitar sometime. Man, do I want to see
that for years.
Oh, because you are, but not only is it the way you play, but you too, and I'm not just blowing smoke with this. Johnny knows for years I've said Bonnie Raitt is possibly the coolest person on stage, and you have that same vibe. I mean, the two of you are just so cool and so into what you're doing. I'm just putting it out for the universe. Bonnie Raitt, Joanna Connor. Yes, please.
Wow.
I'm there.
Now you're making my day. Django Reinhardt's one of my favorite guitar players ever, and then now Bonnie Raitt. So thank you. You're pumping me up.
Well, good.
Well, speaking of pumping you up, see, this was
all the setup, all
the lead up, because it's been too long since we've seen you in person. One of the next times when we do a radio drive-by at WGN, can we get you in the studio? And we'll make sure that we're socially distanced. These studios are big enough that we could do that. We'd love to have you back in the studio sometime.
I'd love to be there.
Well, it's just a real kick to be able to talk to you tonight. You're doing so well. A listener texted and said she has gone through quite the metamorphosis. I think they're talking about this little bit of weight that you've lost, right?
Yeah, I did. And then I put some back on during the lockdown. But
who
didn't? Yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean,
there's a lot of snacking and Netflix going.
Oh, my gosh. It started out as the pandemic 19. And then I was like, okay, that was a few months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still fighting that battle.
Yeah. But it's nice to have something to blame it on, you know, the lockdown.
Exactly.
Right? Well, Joanna, have a wonderful time. I know you will, and stay in touch. And folks can, they, if you want to go and see her performing, do that. See her live. But until then, check out the videos of her new videos for her new music. And also just get to know her on the internet.
This has been fun, Joanna. Thank you so much. I hope this is one of the best years of your life.
Same to you both. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate the support.
Well, take care and be safe, okay?
You too.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks a lot, Joanna. And if you want to, again, as Johnny was mentioning, the Chicago Blues Fest, that's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Pritzker Pavilion.
She's at the big pavilion, right, on Thursday night. And, of course, there are the little offshoots that you can catch music. And that's the cool thing. I mean, this is a full-blown blues fest. This isn't, because of lockdown and because of the past 2 years, we're going to do a scaled-down version. No, all the big names are here.
And if you're wondering, if you don't have her new album, the songs that we were playing were from her new album, which is called 4801 South Indiana Avenue, and the album is produced by Joe Bonamassa, and it's available CD and digital and all over the universe, wherever good things are happening. So, and it belongs in your collection.